topic. Today's daf is Yudches. We were on daf Yudches at the top for the Mishnah. So these are the last two Mishnayos that are going to deal with what we've been dealing with for a lot in this Mishnah, was the concept of tzirah, combinations, things combining to create tzirah. So Mishnah Torah says ha'orla. So you have orla, which we know are the peiros of a tree. In Eretz Yisrael, the first 3 years after they grow, the peiros, they're asurim b'achilu b'hana. So an orla and klai kerem. Those are, you know, what grows from vines and zroyim that they're mixed along with tyroves, then they're asur b'achilu b'hana. So I guess if you had a chatzi gezayis of one, or a chatzi shir of one, or a chatzi shir of other, they're mitzarif. Rashi says, k'darina gabi pigul menoser. So the assumption is from Rashi, is that it would be an Isra Akila, which is interesting because we just said yesterday, Klalam Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Yeshua said that in order to, he said in order for it to combine, in order for things to combine, they had to have either the same Shear or the same Isser. And these are different. So what do they do in combining? So some say that this Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds that Kol Yisroel Shabbatot are mitzarfim from Malkos because of a level of Socha called Toeva. And the Rambam explains the Mishnah differently. He doesn't say something about Isra Achila. He says what the Tzirif over here is the Tzirif L'Asar Dabar B'Shenes Arevo. In other words, each one of Orla and Klai Kerem is Oser Tarovis in the ratio of 1 in 200. So let's say I have the Orla that falls in, and that's not enough to be 1 to 200. The Orla and Klai Kerem, and combined, they are enough to create a mixture of one Isser, one combined Isser to 200, they will now Asr the Tyrovis. Rather than say it's an Isser Achili, he feels it with an Isser, talking about Isser Tyrovis. The Pashup Shach seems to be, because we're going, it becomes an Isser Achili, a Mistarfim Zem Zeh, and Rav Shimon Omer Eim Mistarfim. Rav Shimon says there is no Tzirah. So the Gemara then asks, wait, they're going to ask Rav Shimon, Umi, Tzarek, Rav Shimon Tzirufei. That was, why is Rav Shimon says there's no Tzirah? He says, what does he need tzirah for? Let's say he ate pachas mikazayis of orla. So according to most shitos, then you'd be pater. The question is, what do you put the pater from? You didn't do anything wrong, or you don't get malchus? Nevertheless, Rav Shimon Omer, kol shehu limachus. You eat any, he holds that the iser achila, of something that's asr to be eaten, is on a kol shehu. So he says, no, ain with starfin. He doesn't need tzirah. They're usher b'kol shehu. So Gemara says, yeah, Tani, you should change the Mishnah to read, ain tzrichin litzarif. It's not that Rav Shimon Omer ain mitzarifin. It's Rav Shimon says, ain tzrichin litzarif. They don't need to combine, because they're usher anyway. They're usher just by kol shehu.
It's not twice or what?
If you eat.
Half of the shear rather than half of the shear.
Now, you would get once. The question is, how do you determine which one you're getting, or what's the hasra? What's that straw for? But I would
not, you
would
why
because there's only one shear of this rafila.
Yeah, kol shehu l'makos, you don't need a
shear. Oh, according to Rav Shimon.
Yeah.
So if you ate a kol shehu of one and a kol shehu for another, you get two makos. If you get any kol shehu of an isra rafila, you would get makos, according to Rav Shimon. Okay, now talk a little too much tar over here. Like the Mishnayos and Kalim talk about the shear of certain begadim or certain clothing, the gabe Kabbalah's Tuma, and the shear is dependent on the Beged. And the Beged is only Mekala Tuma when it's roiled with Tashmish. And the more, I guess, the more that a Beged is thicker, a thicker Beged, the smaller the shear is in order for it to be Mekabel Tuma. So, fine. When it comes to Medrash, though, Tuma's Medrash, they all Begadim. The shear is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Okay. Habeged. So a beged is something that's made out of wool or a pishtun, right, of linen or flax. The hasak, something that's made out of the hair of the hair of an ease. And the hasak is the or, which is the hema, which is the sak made out of skins, of hinds, of a hema rechaya. And haor behamapats. I'm not exactly what this is. They say here that it's demi. I don't know how he defines what those are. Or v'hamapets, kulon mitzdarfim zem zeh. They are each mitzdarf with each other. What does it mean they're each mitzdarf with each other? They mitzdarf each other to be mashlim, the shear of the other one. So basically, if you have, look at Rashi, he says, right, habeged hu mitame, habeged mitame, gimel etzpos, al gimel etzpos. If it's 3 by 3, it's close. It's considered a shear. to become a beged. The sack is shiro dal tvachim al dal tvachim. So a beged mitzdarif l'sak. If the sack, which is has a little bit less than 4x4, and you weave in a little bit of beged material, it's going to mitzdarif now to create a tuma on the sack, right? A beged mitzdarif l'sak shekal himenu, which is less than it, I guess. Kal himenu la arba al arba, to create the 4x4. The kol echa the echa mitzdarif l'kal himenu. Each one is mitzdarif with the kal himenu. I mean, the one that is the one below it, the one beneath it, that has a smaller shear. The tzak mitzdarif l'or l'chamisha al chamisha. The sack, which is 4x4, is mitzdarif to the or, which needs 5x5. The or l'mapas, and the or, which is 5x5, is mitzdarif to the mapas l'shisha al shisha. The hain l'kal himenu. Avalo hakal imachamor. But the kal, let's say I'm talking about one that needs 4x4, and I combine with that the one that has needs 5x5, then it will not create the shear of 4x4. It can only be combined with the kal himenu, with the one that has, and I said that is the kal himenu. You can't create one. You can't go up. You can combine to go down. The hachitana luhachi a beged v'sak v'sak v'or kulam mitzdarif from zeh. They're all mitzdarif with each other. So again, the question is, but why? They're different. We just said, remember we had that cloud that Rav Yeshua says. So I think the Gemara is going to answer. Amar Rav Shimon Mai Tam. What's the reason why they're mitzdarif together? Right? These are all minim chalukim. They're all different milim. And we said, kol she'ein shiurim shavah. That's what the cloud was, right? Kol she'ein shiurim shavah, they're not mitzdarif, same as that. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon says, mipnei she'ein ri'uyin l'tameh b'moshav. Because they all could be mitameh b'moshav. What's that? Moshav is the Tumas Medrash. Right? Rashi says, v'teishem ri'uyin l'tameh b'moshav. Because they may have different shiur when it comes to one certain type of tumah. When it comes to another certain type of tumah, they're all mitzdarif. Like we said before, in order for tumas measures, you just need the 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. They're all considered the same. So it's because they're all considered the same legabe tumas measures, they're all considered the same item, and therefore they can be mitzdarif from each other.
Together.
It doesn't say that. He says that they're because they're uli l'tamei b'moshav. They're mitzdarif. There is one particular din where they have the same shear.
You make a chair out of leather. You can make a chair out of
fine. Sack. But whenever, but if I would take all of them together and combine them and a zav sits on it, it's tumas medrash. So for that, they all have the same shear.
Why would anything work that way? In other words, why can't I take a piece of wood, add a little piece of leather to it, and boom?
Well, what is that mitzvah tumah?
Now it is, because I've made it into a
peeling
method.
Yeah, but it has to be...
And he sits on top.
No, but it has to be something that is mitzdarif to make the tumas medrash. Wood does not.
Or in and of itself.
Right. Okay. The Gemara says, Tana, quotes a Brisa, I guess, which is, this Brisa is kind of explains of Shimon. Right? Tana, Kitsa Mikulan. I guess you kind of cut from each of these minim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the Beged, the Sakta, or the Mappets, and the Tzirpon, and then you combine them. But also then combined it to make the asa mehen beged l'mishkav, and you had kavana to make this into an item that you are going to lie down on, right? So the kavana was to make it into an item you're going to lie down on. So that shear, in order to be a kabel tumah for tumas medras, is shloshim, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. If you made it l'moshav, if you had it made it specifically something to sit on, so then the shear is tefach, which is a tefach al tefach. Le'achiza, if you made it for something to be held onto, kol shehu, then it is a kol shehu, and it's considered a beged the kol shehu, and it's a mekabel tuma for what? The mekabel tuma for what? Rashi says, is it for medrash? Im chish v'lu moshav lasot tlai beged imi shloso beged tevelav lachiz im chish v'lav lachiz metam efil v'kol shu. Okay, yeah, except it gets tuma even v'kol shu. The Gemara asks, my lachiza, what tashmir does it mean for lachiza? Amar reish lachiz, amar v'yana ish akein omed l'navla. Some sort of l'navla, Rashi says, shekein roi oso beged l'organ, for the sowers, shu machli chamat v'shel ha'arig v'suvim o b'shum dover k'di l'chazko, is something that you do in the process, that the weaving process, or he says, the navla, right? That's how he says. And umasnisa tana hoel the roy the kotzei teinim. It's the for the kotzei teinim. I guess in order to keep their hands dry when they pluck off the figs, they had this type of beged. That's called the chiza. But you see that these guys, since these utensils can combine for certain times of tumah. They are then considered the same item. They're not considered chalukei shiurehin. They have in a different context. They have a different shear. But since in this context they can have the same shear, they therefore can combine, and they're combinable objects. Okay, Hajj and Allah, Kachem is Be'ah. So now that we talked about what you can be Mo'el with, now we're going to actually talk about what actually is Me'ila. What do you have to do in order to be Mo'el? Which may very well be the reason, it should be the first part, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had his own reasons. So, what?
That's why it's number five.
Mm-hmm. Hananim in a Hektesh. So someone gets Hanar from the Hektesh, Shavu Pruta, the value's worth of a Pruta. Afa Pisha Lo Pagam, even though he didn't diminish the value of what he used, he just got a Pruta's worth of benefit from that item, Ma'al. That's considered Ma'al, and he has to pay the amount he was Nana to figure out, you have to calculate what that amount is. Sure, there is a calculation. He has to pay that, plus a fourth, which turns into a fifth. And he has to bring the carbon. That's different Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. The Chachamim make a distinction between different types of objects. The Chachamim Omrim, kol davar sheyesh bo pigam, any item that if you use it, it depreciates. So kol davar sheyesh bo pigam, lo mal ad sheyifkom. You are not considered that you were moel until you created a depreciation worth of puta. So even if I was nehene, but I didn't depreciate the item, they wouldn't be me'ila. However, but an item that is not going to depreciate by usage, Mishnah will give examples, then kevon shenan and mal. Then immediately once you were nene, shavu pruta's worth, then you were mal. So it depends on the item. Is the item something that can depreciate with use, or is it something that doesn't depreciate with use? If it depreciates with use, me'ila comes about when you depreciate a pruta's amount, and if it's an item that doesn't depreciate with use, when you were nehene, a pruta's amount. Okay? Ketzad, what's the case? Nosna Katla Bitsavara, a woman takes some sort of necklace on her neck, or tabas biyada, or a ring on her hand, or shasa vikoshazav, someone drinks out of a golden cup. So there, you didn't diminish the value, right? You didn't diminish the value of the gold or of the ring. Just by wearing a diamond ring doesn't mean you didn't diminish the value. You didn't scrape anything off of it.
Right.
So there, kevon shenan emal. Then that case, as soon as you were nena, a pruta's amount, you were mo'o. So, So there's a Rashi Nafkut test that says you calculate it based on the fact. You say, how much would a woman be willing to? How much would a woman be willing to pay in order to borrow these items? That's as much as you were, and so I guess that's how you calculate the value.
The rent.
Basically. What's the rental value of what's the rental value of these items? Yes, that's what you have to pay the hektesh plus the fifth. Now, labash b'chaluk, if you wore some sort of chaluk, which is an outer garment, I think. I don't know how it defines. Right, so it's an outer garment because remember it's going to be important. In times of the mission, they talk about three garments. There's a garment that lies on the body, there's a garment that's outside, and there's a garment in between. They had an in-between garment. Okay. So, lavash b'chalik, or kisa b'talis, or he covered himself with a talis, or bika b'kardom, he used an axe, lo mal ad sheyifkom. These items depreciate with usage. So, if they depreciate with usage, the only time you get the only time you find me'ila is if they depreciated a shavu pruta's worth. Okay. Now, the Mishnah continues with other things. Hanene min achatas. Someone gets hana from the chatas kishe hichaya, when it is alive, meaning you rode on it, you plowed with it. Lo mal ad sheyifkom. There is no me'ilah until you will pogim it, until you diminish its value. What we're talking about over here, the Gemara, the Akhir Tessin, we're talking about over here with a chatas that has a mum. The chatas has a mum. So what chatas has a mum, what's supposed to do with the chatas that has a mum? You're supposed to be poda it. So you're supposed to be poda it, so therefore, you're shayach for something that's poked pagam. Because if you have a chatas that's not ra'i, right? If you have a chatas that's not ra'i, that is does not have a mum, it's a full-fledged ra'i korban, and you use it, well then, you have to use it in the amount of a pruta, because there's no concept of pigam by a chatas, so it's going under the mizbeach anyway. Once it has a mum, and now it has value, because you're going to sell it, and you want to get the best price for it, then it's something that depreciates, and then depreciation means something for it. So then the Me'ilah only comes about if you depreciated it in a Pruta's worth. But Kishihimesa, when it dies, so when it dies, this Chatas Lech Lamum has nothing to do with it. So it has no value. So Kevan Shenen Amal. So then, even if you weren't pogging it at all, but as soon as you were Mo'el Pruta's worth, then it goes back to the original din of the Chatas. Chatas originally, when it's not a Balmum, as soon as you pogue him, as soon as your nana on Pruta's worth, you get the fee of Me'ilah. If it has a mum, then we switch it over to the other din, which means that you have to depreciate it, a Pruta's worth. So now it's ready to be sold. You want to get the best value, so therefore its depreciation has meaning to it. Once it dies, you're no longer going to sell it. So depreciation has no meaning to it. So therefore it goes back to the original din, that you're moel in this dead Chatas Balmum as soon as you get a Pruta's worth of Hana'a from. You don't have to depreciate it. Three stages. Okay. Tana. Learn in a Brisa. Or Tosefta. Tosefta in Perek Beis. Modi Rabbi Kiva Lechachamim. Rabbi Kiva is Modi Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says that you're Mo, even if you're not pogame it, you're Mo'al. As soon as you get a Pruta's benefit from it. But he's Modi Lechachamim B'davar Sheishmokam. He's Modi Lechachamim that if I have an item that depreciates, then there's no Me'ilah, even if I get Hana'ah, there's no Me'ilah, unless I was pogame it a Pruta. So then what's the Machlokas? That was saying exactly the same thing as the Chachamim. Gemara asks that. So Gemara says, okay, so b'maika miflugi. So what are they arguing about? So Amar Rava, b'levush mitziya u'v'malmila. V'malmila. Talking about the middle garment or the malmila. What's the middle garment? So we mentioned that before. Amar Rava, b'levush mitziya, Rashi says, the low lovish lev mi bachutz legamrei. It's not worn completely outside. You got the Rashi? It's not worn completely outside. The malbush hachitzun pagam alter. The outer garment is pagima right away. It depreciates right away. The low legamrei b'fenim. It's also not worn on the body. Samach lebasaro. The hunami pagim alter shemechatek lebasar. That's on the skin. It also depreciates right away. What? Which item?
It's not touching the skin and not on the outer garment.
Right, so we have.
You got a little typical Arab
there. We have an undershirt and a shirt, and they had a shirt in between.
We have.
Right.
What did they do?
That's what we're saying. They say they had three garments. We have to look at the reality to find out. The scholars have to look into the archaeology and look to see what they actually wore. Is that foolproof? I don't know. Because they're talking about here maybe of Roman wear, not necessarily of Arab wear. This is a Mishnah. This is more. Whether the Romans or Greeks, maybe. I don't know. Take it for granted. The Gemara and Rashi seem to indicate that at the times, that seems to be only one garment. At the times, yeah, so he says it was a third garment, right? Ela v'levusha lovish bein tayin. There's a levush that they wear in between bein malbusha elyon ubein hatachton. It's in between the outer and the inner garment. Einu nifkan adzman ruva. It is nifkam, but not at one wearing. It takes time for it to be nifkam. And the same thing is umalmala, Rashi says, beged shel pishkan shel dak yotef, is very thin, fine linen item, right? Right? Shekolka dach, right? Shekorkan also kul yachar ein akrach yoser me egos v'chetzi, that's what that means. Ulefisha dumma v'yikarim harbe, since it's very, very valuable, ein olobsha elapam b'shana opamayim, you only wear it once or twice a year. You know, you wear it to the spring formal. That's basically what you do. Right, umishamro harbe shelo yifkam, and you watch it so it doesn't depreciate. The ein bo pgam adzman ruba, and there's no pgam right away. There's no pgam after only nifkam after a couple of wearings. Ubahapliki. So here's the machlokas. Rabbi Kiva savar hoil v'habu tvarim she'en nifkam la'altar. Since these things do not depreciate immediately, apagav the pgami la'achrasman, even though they're nifkam after some time. Came with the low pagim la'altar, since it's only an incremental pagam, it has no pagam immediately. Havi kedavish ainbo pagam, so it's considered something that doesn't have a pagam. Demo limbo kevot shenanima kashavu pruta. So you get mi'ila with hana, not with appreciation. Afogadu lo pagam. Rabban started running, no. Don't look at it here now. You look at the entire item, look in the bigger picture. Ho, the yeshbo pagam, since there is a concept of pagam, it's a pagam. Over time, the komakam lo mal acha yifkam. So that goes into the other category, and therefore, even if you get hana, there is no me'ilah until you were pogim it. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to quote from here till the end of the plot, basically. The Gemara is going to quote a very long brisa to deal with the brisa. And tomorrow they will explain a few. Not tomorrow, on Daf Yotes, they will explain a few sayings of the brisa. Tana Rabbanan. So this is a brisa in Toras Kohanim. It says the pasuk says by Me'ilah. The pasuk is Nefesh. Nefesh, he simul ma'ol, the chato bishragah mikotche Hashem. So Gemara says, Nefesh. What's Nefesh? Talk about a Nefesh. Echad ha-yachid, the Echad ha-nasi, whether it's an regular individual or the king, the Echad ha-mashiach or the Kohen Gadol, they all have the concept of Me'ilah. What would have mean of it otherwise? I don't know. But Nefesh includes everybody. Then it says, ki simul ma'ol. What does it mean, simul ma'ol? Ein ma'ol elo shinoi. Ma'al mi'ilah means some sort of change. Meaning you have to, somebody is using a kachim item for a chulin purpose. You have to change the purpose of the item. And they bring two proof texts. The chenu omer, they say the same thing by the sota. It says, ish ish ki shiste ishto uma'ala vo ma'al. So what does that mean? It's a maisa, what's a maisa mi'ilah? It means it's a maisa shinoi. Right? The way they explain it, it's a maisa shinoi, which means that she changed from lying with her husband to lying with this other man. That's ma'lo ma'al. The Omer also, it says in Divrei Hayamim, it talks about when the Sheva Ruvain and Sheva Gad and the Chassid of Menashe went into Golos, the Pasuk says, Vayim alu ve'elohei avoseihem vayiznu acharei habalim. They were mo'el ve'elohei avoseihem. What does it mean, mo'el ve'elohei avoseihem? Which basically means they left, they changed from worshipping Hashem to worshipping Avodah Zarah. So this long Tosfos turns over from Yudches. They basically ask the question: what do you need both sukkah for? Why do we need two? So he goes on to explain that there are two different things that we learn from Me'ilah. One's with Hana, one's without Hana. So that the sota has, you get Hana from it, you may not get enough from the Avodah Zarah. So he says two different, goes back and forth. That's why you need two different sukkim. Okay, the brisa continues on to the next word. The next word was Vichata. Next word is Vichata. So the pasuk says Yachal Pagam. Sort of suspend everything that we learned so far. Let's just read the brisa as it is. So Yachal Pagam Velo Ne'aneh. You would think that maybe you're chayav if you just were pogame it, but did not get hana from it. So this must be talking about an item that that does have depreciation. Right? You would think that Pagam Velo Ne'aneh, that you would be chayav. Like for example, I guess if you just take an item of hektish and break it. Take a glass cup and a goblet and smash it. Or take an article of clothing and rip it into shreds. So you would think, yachol pagam velo nehneh, that you would be chayav, oh, nehneh velo pagam, or you would think that maybe if you got hana but you weren't pogim it, that you would be chayav, I guess, Rice is saying that you're not, right? You would think that maybe you would be chayiv if you were na'aneh from something that's attached to the ground. You would think that you would be potter, I guess. You would think that the shliach himself would be potter. Kol Torah kula, we say, ein shliach l'arveira. I tell you to do an Aveira, you go and do it, well, the sin's on you, because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. So you, the Shliach, did the Aveira. When it comes to Me'ilah, I tell you to do something, because Me'ilah has to be Mishomim. I tell you to do something, you go and do it, it comes back to me, the Me'ilah's on me. There is Shliach, with Me'ilah. So you would think that, so, in other words, with Shliach, Sha'asa Shlichuso, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says Vichata. It says Vichata, Nemar Chet Betruma. The word chet is said by truma. V'nemar chet b'me'ilah. The word chet is said by me'ilah, and we're going to learn, I think, six hekeshim, six halachas from truma to me'ilah. Ma chet ha'amor b'truma. What happens by truma? That's pogim v'nene. In order to violate truma, you have to eat it, basically. So you're pogim it, and you're nene. But that's by definition of eating it. You've destroyed the item, and you've gotten benefit from it because you ate it. So ma chet ha'amor b'truma pogim v'nene. That's one. Number two, umisha pogam nene, and the zar who eats the truma, he's the guy who's pogam by himself, right? Umisha pogam nene, ubedavar shapogam nene, and the pegima and the hana have to be with the same item. Upegimaso v'hana so ke'echan, and the pegima and the hana have to take place at the same time. Uvitalosh menakarka, and it only applies by peros, right? because there's no truma if something's still attached to the karka. Once it's reaped, but it's harvested, then you have truma. That's ubishliach so asher shlichuso, and you can have truma by you can be mafresh truma by a shliach. The shliach doing it actually works for you. So too, af chet ha'amar v'me'ila. So too, when it comes to chet by the me'ila, in order for there to be a chiv of me'ila, it has to be pogem v'nene. Meaning you have to be pogem the chayfetz and get hana from it. But if it's nifkam below nene, like you just ripped up the hektish, or it was nene below pogam, like I know you drank from the cup, then there is no me'ila, which seems to go against what we said in the Mishnah. I'm not going to draw that price in the Mishnah work out. And also, he'll say, you're not chayiv except for misha pogam shenene. But if you were pogame and I was nene, I don't know, you did something which caused me hana, there's no mi'ila. That's number two. Number three, ubedavar shepogam bonene. You have to get hana from the item that is being nifgam. The pegima and hana have to come at one shot. It has to be something that's no longer attached to the karka. And if a shliach does the shlichuso, the mishaleach is chayav. It reverts back to the mishaleach. Okay. The brisa now is going to continue. The next words of the pasuk, we already did nefesh. We did nefesh. We did kisimo ma'al. And we did the chata. We're going back now with simo ma'al. The word simo ma'al is now some sort of word that opens up the whole box for halachos. The Malvin talks about how can you learn so many halachos from the word simo ma'al. So the Malvin that says, the Malvin by Yikra, he says that every time you have the Shein Poel on top of the Pu'ula, right, Timo Ma'al on top of the Pu'ula, then you can learn extra things. He says that's a klal. Okay. Yeah, it is. How often do they quote a Malvin here?
Yeah.
So they quote the Malvin here. Okay. So it says, right, Pasuk is Timo Ma'al, Eimi Ela Ochel, right, I guess. This part of the Bryce is now coming to limit what we just said, the six things that we compared. I guess trying to bring it back into the halachas of the Mishnah. Eimi ella ochel v'nene. Eimi ella ochel v'nene. I only know that there's a concept of mila that if I was pogim it and I was nene. But b'davar she'ein bo p'gaminayim, how do I know that if I'm nene from an item and I'm not and I don't appreciate it, I still can get me'ila, meaning an item that doesn't appreciate, I still, like our Mishnah said, an item that doesn't appreciate, as long as a nen that proof does value worth, there is concept of me'ila. But davar she'ein bo gaminayim, so the Gemara says, then now we list three things. Achilaso, other questions. There's this, and now a few more items that we're going to learn from Timo Ma'al. So Timo Ma'al is going to teach us that davar she'ein bo gam, right, something that doesn't appreciate, if I get the putz's worth of ana, there is me'ila. Achilaso v'achilas chaveru. Let's say I took a shav of putz from Hektesh, and I ate half of it, and I gave you half of it to eat. I'm not telling you. So it's my avera. Hanaso v'hanas chaveru. Or I took a shav of putz from Hektesh, and I was nana chatsi putz's worth, and I gave it to you nana chatsi putz's worth. I don't know if there's me'ila there. Hanaso v'achilas chaveru. Or I combine. They say here this book about shemen. Right, I was sach shemen and chatzi putas value, and I gave you chatzi putas to drink. My hana your achila, or vaker achilas of anas chavero shemitzdarvim zayim zed. They combined together. Afilu is my meruba, even for a long time, and I didn't mind today, and you do yours on next Tuesday. Afilu is my meruba minayin, and all these places that you are still chay from ila, which seems to, if you line it up, kind of knocks out everything that we just compared with truma. But how do I know that? Tamad lomar. Timo Ma'al Mikol Makom. In all these situations, there still is a concept of Mi'ila. The Gemara asks, well, not Gemara asks, the Baisa continues with another drasha. Ima Cheta Amo Betruma Lo Tzirev Shtei Achilos Ke'echad. We just made the Kedzei Roshava, Chet the Truma. So by Truma, it says, you can't be Mechayev Mistarev Shtei Achilos Ke'echad. In order to be Mechayev, the Tzar, who's eating it, has to eat the entire shear of Kezayis, Pras, right? It says Ish ki yochal in Truma. So and there's no achilah less than a kazai, so he has to eat the whole thing. So how do you know that? So that should be the same thing when it comes to me'ila. You can't be combined two different items. If I eat chatzi putas now and chatzi putas on Tuesday of the same item, they shouldn't be mitzdarif. It says it is mitzdarif. Timo Ma'al teaches us that. Ima cheta ama betruma pigimasu v'hanasu ke'echad. When it comes to truma, the pigima and the hana have to come at the exact same time. Because when I eat it, that's when I'm pogim it, and when I eat it, that's when I get hana. So minayim l'achilaso v'achilas chavero afilu mikam v'chol shonin ima chet ha'amah v'truma v'gimasu v'nasu v'echad, it should be the same din by truma. Minayim also l'achilaso v'achilas chavero, that if I eat half and you eat half, then it's mitzvah. V'afilu mikam v'chol shonin, even if it goes 3 years out. Minayin, how do we know that's still chayiv? Tamalomer simomal. Simomal teaches that as well. Mikol makom in all cases. So ima again chayta amar b'truma, but the chayt by truma. What happens by truma? Ad se yetsay min hektesh l'chol. In order for truma to be violated, it has to leave hektesh and go to chol. Meaning, if a kohen eats it, it's good. It's only violated truma if a non kohen eats it, a zar eats it, right? Ad se yetsay l'chol. Rashi says lefikas ha'ochel v'truma hu motzia l'chulin. You're mostly lechulin. So actually, it's a hektish lechol min hakodesh lekodesh. How do I read this? So it says af chet ha'omer meila actually it's a min hakodesh lechol. That should be the case. So, but min hakodesh lekodesh. How do I know that meila can apply if I use a kodesh item for another kodesh purpose? How does that work? Kagon shelakach. You take most of hektish, and with that money, you buy kinei zavim and kinei zavos and kinei yodos. You buy karmanos. I take money from hektish, and I buy karmanos with it. Or, I took most of hektish, v'shakal shiklo. I sort of borrowed from the pushkin, and I gave my master to shekel. Maybe with a kohen who does that, he has access to it. He uses that to buy stuff. Right? The hevi chatos of Hashem. Or he took the money, and he bought a korban chatos or a korban Hashem. Right? The heavy chatos of Hashem and hektish. I went into the hektish corral and I took an animal from there and I brought it for my chatos or for my Hashem. How do I know that I'm chayav over there? Kevon shehotzi ma'al. Give me Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, very interesting, he says, as soon as I bring these karbanos into the azara, that's considered that I used it, and that's moel. Look what Rashi says. Kevon shehevi lazara ma'al de Reb Shimon. The kasavar, he holds. Demandim mechayiv chatos o asham. Someone who's chayiv to bring a chatos or an asham. Le'olam hu chayiv achriyoso. You're always chayiv for a chrys to bring it again. Ad shi yavienu la'azara. Until you bring it to the azara. V'kevon shehevio. Once you bring it to the azara. Niftam achriyoso. There's no longer a chrys. I mean, if something happens to the chatos right now. After I brought it to the azara. Until it's brought as a carbon. I'm done. I'll go to my chok. I don't know how that works because you didn't have kekapara. Apai nami, so that's the point in time where you were motzi it from hektish to hektish. That's when you were moel, because that's when you were yotzi yechiyo. So apai nami, the motzi mikodesh to kodesh came and shevi lazara yotzi dechavosu deachrayis umal. That's once you were yotzi yechiyo. That's when you were moel. That's what Reb Shimon says. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer achi yizrok asadam. He says no. When are you moel from hektish to hektish? When you actually were yotzi yechiyo of the carbon, which is when at the zrikas hadam. Rashi says. Rabbi Yehuda Sofer Olam Huchayv Achriyoso Atchi Yisrok Adam Ab Hafanami Kevin Shin Yisrok Adam the Yotzi Dei Achrayus Atchi Dei Achrayus Chovaso Mal the Kevin the Yotzi Boi Dei Chovaso Kemosh Chosu Yichulim Dami. Once you Yotzi Yichuyov, that's as if you brought it out of Kulin. Fine. So Minayin, how do I know that I can be Moel from Kodesh to Kodesh as opposed to Truma where the Meila is only from Kodesh to Kol? Tamid Omar Simol Maal Timol Maal that you have to that learns out from everything. But the dinner of Shimon, at least to me, is very difficult. Because what he's saying is that, and it's not my question, okay, so here the Turi Evan asked the question, the Karen Ori asked the question, how can you say that you're Yotzi Yehov according to Rav Shimon when you bring it to the Azara? So what happens if you brought it to the Azara and the carbon is lost? So he says you're Pater from Achrayus, so you don't have to bring another carbon? You had a Chi of carbon Chathas. You had a carbon Chathas to bring. So I brought it to the Azara, and now it got lost. I'm done? I didn't do my chatas. What did he get kapara with? So he says here, he quotes from Abinadab. What? Well, he's combined them together. He's basically right. So the Abi Ezri. So the, actually, you have to do. You have to distinguish that. So the Abi Ezri of Shach says there's a big Abi Ezri, Maisa Karbanos. So I say it's big because he says here Harich, which means that he spoke a lot. He says that in each chi of karban. Right, he says that every chiv of korban, except that not only is there a chiyuv to do the mitzvah, to bring the karban, there's also a chov mamon. You are obligating yourself on a mamon aspect, from a mamon perspective, to buy the karban, and B, you're obligating yourself in a kachim perspective to actually be makir, to be makir the karban. So what Shimon's going to hold is that, I guess, when you bring it into the Azara, so you are yotzei that first part of the mamon aspect. And once you're yotzei that mamon aspect, that's enough to create the mi'ila. But you still have not been, I mean, it's a bit finished, you still have not been yotzei your karban aspect, so you would have to bring another karban to get kapara, but the gabi mi'ila, the mi'ila will take place when that first chiyuv dissipates. Yes, and that's interesting finish. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and have a good day.